Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
What's up, everybody? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're going to talk about adding in wholesaling to your business. Before we do that, though, I want to take a second to talk to you guys about the Casual Fridays REI consulting program. Guys, this is going awesome. We're loving it. We're seeing some great results. Basically, we're here to help. It doesn't matter if you're brand new to this and you just want some help picking and pricing a county, or you've been at it for a while and you're looking for some ways to expand. All you got to do is go to our website at www.casualfridaysrei.com, click on the consulting tab, walk through the sign up, and then we'll be in touch to help you get started.
Hump day.
It is hump day.
I delayed it there for you a little bit just to give you some dramatics.
Was that what it was?
That was dramatics. I was sitting here like,
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you got to add a little bit of drama into this thing, right?
Sure.
So most people have probably read the title and thinking, they've already talked wholesale. We don't want to listen to this one. But this is a different, this is not, you know, how to properly wholesale.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about the two types of wholesaling, you know, selling it cheap to another land investor or assigning it, the assignment part. We're not going to go there. We're going to talk about actually why it's a good thing to have it in your business.
Yeah. Adding it into your business on the buy side or the sell side.
Exactly. So we both have bought wholesale deals. We both sold wholesale deals. And I think the new investor that's out there, I think most of our listeners, we have some seasoned guys. I don't want to take anything away from them, but a lot of our new investors listening are like, should I do this or should I do that? And how should I do this? And what should I do? And we're like, well, first do something. But,
agreed.
You know, when we get hung up on a lot of stuff and they're like, well, these guys are making, you know, 300% on their money. Why would I sell it for 20% markup?
Yeah, I think that's definitely a big problem that a lot of people have, is seeing the results that some people get and then wondering why they shouldn't.
They get like result envy.
Yeah. That's good.
You like that?
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Future topic for another show.
Trademark.
Trademark. Hashtag. Hashtag that result envy. You know, one of my favorite terms is velocity of money. I love that thought process and the compounding of money and how that actually works. And luckily our niche allows for us to do that pretty well. We can turn money fast and generate it. If you have a good sell, you have a buyer's list and you know the areas they're market for, and you buy a property today for $3,000 and you sell it to them for $3,700 or $4,000 and you made $1,000 in less than 10 minutes and you did that once a week or twice a week, what does your business look like? Because you're putting that money back to work. So in a month, if you made $1,000 a week in wholesale deals, now you've doubled your business, what it's buying off that same $3,000 and $4,000. And how big does your business scale? If you could have held that property and sold it for $6,500, but it took you 30 days, 90 days, your money is going to grow at a faster rate by doing it quicker with the wholesale deals.
Yeah. I mean, if you're doing it twice a week, you're making $1,000 on each one. I mean, that's $100,000 a year, isn't it?
Yeah, let me do my math real quick. 2,000 times 52. Yeah, that's over $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
So, and are you really working hard? You're just shuffling some paperwork.
Do most people make that at their day jobs?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
That's six figures. So we talk a lot about this business as a whole, and we say pretty high level. But when we start getting into nitty gritty things like this, it kind of excites me, because I think that's where me and you excel with our experiences in land investing and outside of land investing. We're trying to bring some common knowledge to this niche and saying, hey, look at it this way, a little bit of perspective, if you will. I think we both could agree that if all we had to do is send an email and make an extra $1,000 a week, we'd do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like a dumb to think about, right? Because you're like, well, of course I would do it. Who wouldn't do it, right?
But there's people that won't.
I get it. I know. And I think that those may be the people that are still struggling, like in their business in general.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not making any money. I can't do this. Well, why not?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that's one of the things we do with Plum is, if I okay a deal, I'll offer to buy you out for 10% right then. Mm. You make your money and you can walk away and I'll take all the risk.
Has anyone accepted it?
I've had one person. They're like, I'll take it. Yeah. You know, on a $20,000 property that we're funding, we pay 10% of the purchase price. It's $2,000. That person makes $2,000 and goes on their way. Now, what does that $2,000 do for them? That's either a new mailer, that's a couple 10-acre properties in the desert, you know, whatever that looks like. Well, that $2,000, they buy two 10-acre properties for $100 an acre. So that's $2,000. You got 20 acres, or you buy a 20-acre. You sell it for $500 to $1,000 down, and you make $250 a month or $200 a month for the next 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do with that money? Like, how quick did you turn it, and what did it grow to, and how much did you increase your wealth?
Yeah.
That's, I think, why we're all here, right?
Yeah. That's why I'm here.
Okay, okay.
I mean, I'm not doing this for free.
I'm just doing a pulse check. Well, we do the podcast for free.
Well, that's true.
I don't want them to think that we're like at these big, massive sponsorships. You know, the important part for any business is to remain profitable. And if we look at it from a Dow standpoint, like if we said, okay, over the last 80 years, I think the Dow Jones has averaged 8%, 9%, and we're mad that this guy offered me 10% or 20% on my deal in a day. I mean, think about that. If you had enough money to do that, again, weekly or every other day, and you had enough deals in a pipeline, here's one way that, you know, I like to describe this, and maybe it's my out there thought process, and I know you believe I have an out there thought process, but you trust it most of the time.
Yeah, I'm the only one that thinks you have an out there thought process.
You're not the only one that thinks that. But with a wholesale deal, if we send a mailer out, say 1,500 pieces of mail to a county, we call it Pershing, Nevada, and we get 6 deals back. You wholesale 2 of them, and you bought 220 acres at $2,000 each or $250 each, an acre each, so you pay $2,500 for the 20 acres. My math right? $125 or $100 an acre, just call it 20 acres, $2,500. And you sell those for $500 over the cost. You have now paid for your mailer, and you still have 4 properties to profit. So you are now at 0, so everything else is profit.
Yeah, and then what about the person buying that? Like, I would buy that.
Yeah.
I love buying wholesale properties. If they're at an actual wholesale price, and if you're not exactly sure how to do that, go back to episode on how to properly wholesale deals.
Yes.
But that's a great thing to add to your business, too, because then if you can essentially get it at what it would cost you to do the mailer.
Probably less. You know, a $2,500 property, if they're marking it up 10 to 20%, it costs you $500. And on top of that, your mail to get that, that's right at what your mail cost would be. With no risk, no notary, no wait time, all you're doing is getting a deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love those. I think everybody should have those as part of their business because
yep.
they're easy.
Yep.
And if you've got someone that loves wholesaling mm-hmm. and you've got the money to buy property,
mm-hmm.
then it's a no-brainer for everybody because they know that they can go out and get the deal, turn it around to you, they make their profit,
mm-hmm.
and now you've got a good piece of property at an affordable price.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the dream.
Yeah. Yeah, and how much work did you actually do? You didn't have to deal with all the hate emails coming in. This is just another piece of your inbound deal flow. And that's the key to investing in any investment is in real estate is how do you generate inbound deals? And if that's the way you go to it, you do it.
Yeah, it reminds me of a thing we saw on one of the Facebook walls. It was like, do people specialize in this? Do you just mm-hmm. specialize in wholesale? Do you just specialize in buying
yeah.
the wholesales? I mean, I think you should probably have a mix of both. If you're mailing
yep.
and you've got excess property, well, then have a wholesale. I mean, yeah, have a wholesale list.
Mm-hmm.
But if you also have extra cash
mm-hmm.
and someone's got good deals on wholesale, well, you should be buying those too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's great. You'll see like different boards like Hoop Board on Land Academy has. You'll see a guy post up, hey, I've got these 3 deals I need to wholesale out. You look at them and the prices are good. You make the deal. I've probably bought 15 properties like that in the last 6 months that – guy had he's working on a package deal and he's going to split the package and we buy him that way. You know, we'll help you out. Hey, I'm working on this buyer. He has 3 properties in Colorado and 3 in Texas. Can you help me out? And I want to sell the 1-3 in Texas to somebody that knows Texas better. Yeah, call me. I got you.
Yeah, I've bought property on Land Academy's Hoop Board also. A wholesale property. I think it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I've sold a couple on there. Wholesale, like people get mad that they don't want to tell you like what they sold the property for. And I've had guys buy a property for $2,000 and turn around and sell it for $4,500 real quick cash. I had guys the same day already have a buyer lined up, and I knew that they sold that area where I sell it to them for $3,000. They sold it for $5,500, and they're paying me with the money that they got from the other person. That's cool to me. I'm happy. Everybody made a little bit.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, because it keeps the niche going. Mm-hmm. Keeps us all here. Keeps us hooked to the vein.
Yeah, land investing niche is the tightest niche of any of that I've been involved with, right?
Yeah.
Like everybody wants to help everyone, it seems like, and that's great because I can wholesale a deal to you and you yep. can turn around and sell to somebody who's already got a buyer and then that person makes cash. And all of a sudden, 4 people have made money.
Yeah, that's the coolest thing about this niche. And it's a change in your mentality because when you get in here, you think, oh no, I don't want anybody else to know about this because it's going to be ultra saturated. I think that's where you see the girl or the guy, the investor that becomes successful at this side is they transition to an abundance like mindset and they're like, okay, who can I help make more money? Because if they're marking it up 20%, they're making their money. They've got their deal flows. They're going. But then that person makes money. So what do? They either come back for more wholesale property, so you make money off them again, And not to sound crude or anything, or sound like I'm making it's all about the money, but at the end of the day, it's about how many deals can we all churn together at a profit.
Mm-hmm. That was one of my biggest fears of getting out there, right? Especially with the podcast and growing our sphere of influence, right?
Yep.
Is all of a sudden there's going to be so many people involved with this that it'll kind of be like housing, right? And mm-hmm. my experience, my opinion in housing, like there's way too many people doing it. It's mm-hmm. driven prices up. It's done all this crazy stuff. But in land, as we've gotten bigger and gotten out there and our network has grown, it just seems like the amount of deals that we can put together where everyone's making money is just outrageous. It's never ending.
It's insane. I hope it's never ending because, you know, this is what's going to put the kids through college.
Yeah, well, as of right now, let's say at least, right? Yeah. There's more deals to be had than money that we can seemingly put together.
Yeah.
I mean, you've passed up on deals that are 1,000 acres big, right?
Yeah.
I mean.
And it's not for lack of them not being profitable. They just didn't meet the percentage and they didn't have the risk. I'm risk adverse at certain levels.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like to silo the risk with a little bit smaller deals that have a higher profit percentage. That's my business. That's just the way my mind works. It's not mm-hmm. right, wrong, or different. You know, if I was a billionaire and somebody said, hey, give me $1 million and I'm going to give you $2 million back in 90 days, I would do it all day.
Mm-hmm.
But my part of that may only be $500,000 if I'm splitting it 50-50 on the backside.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anybody turn away $500,000 is probably like, you're dumb, you know, or that's you're not smart for doing that. But why wouldn't you do a 50% return? Well, I can do $120,000 deals that are all going to bring back 60 and I still make more money.
Mm-hmm. I guess my point is there's like, because there's so many of us, there's outrageous amount of deals.
Oh yeah. Between the partnering that you're starting to see people do and the things like that, it's great. I had somebody tell me they want to copy our business like verbatim. And I'm like, why? You can do it on your own and find your own voice, your own niche, your own, you know, flow, if you will.
Which business?
All of them.
Oh.
It was going to take all of them on.
Oh, they wanted to take your exact business?
Yeah, they wanted to do all my businesses. They wanted to have podcasts. They wanted to do some consulting. They wanted to have private funding. They wanted to have owner finance. They wanted to have cash flips. They wanted to do our eBay business. And I said, come on, do it. But find your own groove. You know, I'll wholesale you your inventory if you want.
Yeah, that'd be great too. I'd just start turning out like 5,000, 6,000 offers a month.
Yeah, just turning them. And maybe that's something that we put together for our listeners is we're always trying to figure out how we can grow the Casual Fridays brand and what that looks like. And maybe we put together a wholesale list or a group of listeners that are, hey, you know, I may not have the money for a mailer right now, but I would rather buy a profitable property. And then we put something together like that and make it available.
Yeah. Let us know if that would be something that you're interested in.
Yeah.
You can reach out to us from our website. Just go to the Contact Us page. Drop us a note. Let us know what you think. If we should put together a wholesale list. And it won't, maybe just not just us, but everybody that
listens wants to put in on it. We can figure that out.
Yeah, that'd be cool. All right. What else you got?
Man, it's hump day.
It's hump day.
It's Wednesday mm-hmm. today. So I think that's it. I'm pretty happy with the way everything's going. Everybody seems to be getting a bunch of people put mail out last week with offers to owners with the sale they had.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that between the consulting and my own mail, I think we did something like 30,000 pieces of mail last week.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know what you, that's not counting anything that you put out. And I know you put out some mail. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, just a ton of mail going out.
Yeah. I think we were close to 3,000. So,
yeah. So that's huge too. I mean, I mean,
it's 10% of what you're doing. You know, I'm just the minor leagues over here, but it's still a good number.
Man, I'm saying with consultant clients too. That's okay. Not mine. It's like guys, it's some of the guys and girls that we put mail out with and help price and pick counties.
Okay.
So I don't want you to like
hater.
You're hating on me. That's what you do.
No, you're hating on me. That's the vibe.
I actually never said anything negative. I've done nothing but support you in your quest of land domination.
Mm. I mean, except for that one time, but we won't get into that.
What one time?
It's a good place to call the show right uh-huh. there. All right, guys. So that's it for today. Go to Facebook. Go to Instagram. Give us a like. Give us a follow. And then iTunes, Stitcher, wherever else you're listening to us. Like, rate, review, subscribe to the show. And we really appreciate it. And we love you. And we'll see you on Friday.
Bye.
Thanks.